ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナマンダ仏ナ Begin this morning with one of Shinran Shonin's Wasan hymns of the Nembutsu. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho. For all people, men and women, of high station and low, saying the name is such that whether one is walking, standing, sitting, or reclining is of no concern, and time and place and condition are not restricted. Nam yo ki sen ko to go to ku nida no myo go jo zu ni yo ki ki gamon erabarezu jisho sho emmo sawari nashi namandabutsu 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 namandabutsu. 皆さん、新年おめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いします。Happy New Year, everyone! Wonderful to be here. Wonderful to have so many of you, you join us to welcome the New Year in the presence of Amida Buddha in our Sangha gathering here this morning. Today we have a little bit special osonai, as you can see, some of the traditional New Year items. What are some things that you notice up here that are special for New Year's? Anybody see something special? We don't usually have, Kate? That's right, we have lots of mochi. Anyone see something else? Yeah, Brian? What kind of fruit do we have up here, Brian? What do you see? Oranges, lots and lots of oranges, right? We have the traditional bamboo, the pine, and the ume branches, the plum branches, the shochikubai. Yes, Nyoma? We have some plants, that's right. Lots of beautiful plants up here, lots of flowers as well. And if you look right up here, you'll see we have mochi here on the front table, and we have two small little mochi stacks. They're right closest to Amida Buddha. That mochi was made from the rice that we grew here at the temple last year. So, 一番こう仏様に近い小さい鏡餅はここでお寺で育てた米のお餅ですね。So, this year we welcome, does anyone know what year this is? What special year this is? Yeah, do you know, Enzo? 2017, that's right. And in the according to the Chinese zodiac, this year is associated with a certain animal. Do you know, Enzo?
The year of the dog?
It's not quite the year of the dog. Anybody know? Yeah, Kate, do you know?
The bird.
The bird? What kind of bird? Is it a peacock? It's a rooster, that's right. The year of the rooster. Do we have any roosters here with us? Yeah, a few roosters. Okay, I notice the young people are willing to put their hands up. My good Dharma friend, Reverend Sasaki, said, if you ever want to know a woman's age, ask what year she was, if what animal year she is, because they won't tell you how old they are, but you can usually figure, you know, within 12 years, right? Because it's a cycle of 12 years. There are 12 different animals. Does anyone can name some other animals? So we've got dog, we've got rooster, horse, dragon, snake. I'm a snake. Yeah, the ram. Yes. The what's that? The year of the rat. That's right. So we have all these years. Yeah, Dioma, do you know another one? And the rabbit, that's right. Some of us who are maybe 5 or 6 years old, born in the year of the rabbit. right? So we have all of these different years, and they have a certain order. Have you ever wondered how we got these years and what the order is? Ever wondered? There are many stories about this, but I have one favorite story I'd like to share with you this morning. Yes, Enzo?
I heard
that it was like a race. That's right, Enzo. It's a race. It's a race across a river. It said that in the Buddhist version of the story, said that the Buddha was going to establish this cycle of 12 years. And so he called together all the animals, he called them together to race across the river. And the first ones to reach the other shore, right? That's very important in Buddhism, to cross over and reach the other shore. So the first ones to reach the other shore, those animals got to be first in the cycle. So all the animals got together for this race across the shore. Now, there were two particularly close friends. There were two particularly close friends who had an idea of how they could win the race. And these two friends were the cat and the rat. The cat and the rat. Good friends, just like Tom and Jerry, right? The cat and the rat, they were going to race across the river. But they said, well, you know, we're both very clever, but we're not very good swimmers. Who's a good swimmer and nice and strong? The ox. The ox is a good swimmer, and the ox is very strong. So they got together, and they approached the ox. The other thing about the ox is the ox was very kind and very patient. So they said, you know, hey, Mr. Ox, you know, we've got this race across the river. You know, we can help you win the race if you'll just let us ride on your back. And so the ox said, okay, that sounds just fine. So they hopped on the ox's back. And then as they got closer and closer to the other shore, they were starting to think about, when can we jump off the ox's back to be first, right? And so it was the cat and the rat. Which one do you think can jump further, a cat or a rat? A cat, right? And the rat knew this. So just as they were getting right close enough for the cat to jump off, you know what the mouse did? Pushed him off. So the cat fell in the river. And that's why there's no year of the cat, right? And then as they got closer and closer, the rat jumped off. The rat was first. Then the ox kind of lumbered out of the water. Then the ox. The ox came next, right? Next arrived the tiger. The tiger. What are tigers like? They're big and strong, right? Yes, Yoma? They have sharp teeth, and they're excellent swimmers. Excellent swimmers. So the tiger arrived third. The fourth animal to arrive was the rabbit. The rabbit arrived next. Okay? And now the rabbit would have been, he was jumping from stone to stone, right? He was a good, rabbits are good jumpers, so jumping from stone to stone. And he would have been carried away because he fell in the river. He was getting carried down the river, but he was able to scramble aboard a log, and then drifted to the shore. Okay, so the rabbit came next. And then you know who came in fifth place? The dragon. The dragon came next. And you wouldn't expect the dragon, would you? You'd think the dragon would be first, because dragons can fly, and dragons are strong. But this dragon, the dragon was so kind, because as he was on his way to the race, he saw that the people down below, they needed water for their fields. So in Buddhism, the dragons also bring water. So the dragon caused the rain to fall, and so he stopped and he took time to help the other people, and so he arrived fifth place. And while he was on his way, he blew the rabbit. He saw the rabbit drifting down the river, and he thought, if the rabbit keeps going like this, he's just going to get washed away. So not only did the dragon bring rain for everyone, but he very kindly blew the rabbit to shore before him. The dragon was very kind and very helpful for others. Next came the horse. Horses are also good swimmers, right? But the horse had a hitchhiker. He had a hitchhiker. Do you know who that was? It was the snake. The snake had wrapped itself around the horse's leg. And so just as the horse was climbing out of the water, he looked down and he saw the snake on his leg. And what do horses do when they're scared? They rear up. Right? So the horse reared up. And as he reared up, the snake jumped off and landed on the shore. Right? And then the horse came. Okay, so next came the horse. And then the next three animals arrived together. The sheep, the monkey, and the rooster. These three animals did something different from the other animals, except for maybe the dragon. But the other animals were all trying to get across as fast as they could, right? The sheep, the monkey, and the rooster, they decided to work together. They got together and they said, you know, none of us are great swimmers. None of us are great swimmers, but if we work together, we can get across the river. So first, the rooster, this year is the year of the rooster. The rooster had excellent eyesight. So the rooster was able to spy a raft. Chickens are really good at finding things. They can pick up little bugs and little pieces of grain on the ground. He also saw a raft. So the rooster said, we can all get on this raft and go across. We can all go across. Okay? Then the monkey used his strong arms to help steer the raft. Monkeys are really good at grabbing and holding things. And the sheep has really strong jaws and really strong neck. They're good at pulling grass. So the sheep saw some grass that was growing in the river, and it pulled on that grass and pulled them across. So these three animals all arrived together. The sheep, the monkey, the rooster came next. Okay? And then arrives the dog. The dog. Now, dogs are also very good swimmers, right? But the dog had to stop and play in the river. He had to stop and play around. Have you ever seen a dog in a river? They bounce around. Right? And so that's what the dog did. He had to run around. And then he remembered, oh, I'm supposed to cross the river. So he swam across. And he arrived next. And finally, the boar. The boar arrived last. Because along the way to get to the river, the boar got hungry. Boar got hungry, so he ate a big meal. What happens after you eat a big meal? Yeah, Enzo? You get sleepy, and that's exactly what happened to the boar. He fell asleep and he took a nap. And then he woke up and he said, oh, the race! And so he got in the water and he arrived last, in last place, right? So of all these animals, the ones that I think most embody the spirit of Buddhism, which ones do you think? You think about these animals. Which ones embody the teachings of the Buddha that we hear when we come here? What do you think? Any guesses? Any feelings? What do you think, Kate? The dragon. The dragon is very kind in helping others. But I think for me personally, it's the sheep, the monkey, and this year's animal, the rooster. Because they work together. They realize that they can't do it by themselves. And so rather than trying to trick others or trying to get ahead, they work together and they help each other and they all arrive at the other shore together. And that's our goal as Buddhists, to all travel through this life of the Nembutsu together. And that's the heart of Amida Buddha, who said, I will not receive perfect enlightenment until all beings are able to realize that same perfect peace and bliss. And so Amida Buddha created what we call the Pure Land, this world of perfect enlightenment. And we are carried across the other shore on our raft, right? The rooster had those good eyes to spot the raft. Our raft is the Nembutsu, this teaching, Namo Amida Butsu, to say Namo Amida Butsu throughout our days. And as we say Namo Amida Butsu, we think about the Buddha's wish to help all of us, to carry all of us across to the other shore. And when we hear this teaching, we realize that like the rooster, the monkey and the sheep, we're not traveling alone, but we're traveling together with everybody. People might look different from us, right? Roosters and monkeys and sheep, they all look very different. They all walk a little bit different, right? Monkeys climb on trees, sheep walk on four legs, roosters are birds, so they walk on 2 feet, they kind of flap around and fly around, right? So we may see other people who go through life in different ways, but we're all traveling together, we all work together. When we live in this way, we live the life of the Nembutsu, the life of Namo Amida Butsu. So as we welcome the coming year, I hope that we can all live this life, this year of the rooster. Let's live like the rooster, helping others. And let's live in the Nembutsu each day. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. As Shinran Shonin says, for all people, men or women, of high station and low, saying the Nembutsu, saying the name of Amida, is such that whether one is walking, standing, sitting, or reclining, whatever you're doing, lying on the couch, Namo Amida Butsu. Walking to school, Namo Amida Butsu. Driving your car, Namo Amida Butsu. Whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter. Just freely say the name, freely hear the compassion of the Buddha, supporting you and guiding you like that raft, carrying you across to the other shore. 今年は鶏の年ですね。鳥の年、鳥年。で、鳥というのは目がいいですね。目がいい。大切なものを見つける。で、この、こういう、まあ、干支の由来の話によって、こういう、羊と猿と鳥が協力して、その川を渡って、彼岸に渡って、そして私たちもそのように共に川を渡る、彼岸に至る道がありますね。お念仏という道。みんなが共に歩める、仏様の慈悲をいただきながら暮らしていける道というのは、南無阿弥陀仏仏様の慈悲をいただく。南無阿弥陀仏というのは、みんなが幸せになってほしいという仏様の願いですね。これから一年間、皆さん、幸せになりますように私も念じております。仏様もそういうふうにみんなが幸せになるように念じておりまして、念仏を私たちに与えて、どこに行っても何をしても南無阿弥陀仏の念仏の中に生かせていく人は必ず幸せになる、必ず極楽の世界に至る、必ず共に幸せに生ける生き方が、気づくことができます。で、その幸せに生けるというのは、共に助け合う、共に敬うという道ですね。So in conclusion, I'd like to invite you to join me in the saying of these words, Namo Amida Butsu, as we reflect upon our wishes for the coming year and the Buddha's wish that we may all live joyfully and peacefully together. では、お念仏で新年を迎えたいと思います。合唱をお願いします。ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナモアミダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ